When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Tyrone is calling from Newark. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, man, don't hang up on me, man. But this Aaron Rodgers has got to go. I don't know what this other guy see that make him think that this guy is serviceable. Hey, man, they already put the stat out how many times he had a chance to win a game. He hasn't done that, man. He is not the Aaron Rodgers that we keep thinking about. And then that's not even the only thing.
That is true, Tyrone. He's not the same Aaron Rodgers that you keep thinking about.
Yeah, hold on.
He's 41.
And then turn around. He done said some things. He keep backtracking, talking about he didn't say this. He's a bad guy, man. He throw everybody underneath the bus. He would not take the blame for his mistakes. Man, we got
to
get rid of him, man.
Nothing's
going to come of this.
Nah, he's going to be gone.
He set the team back over 3 years, man, with this nonsense. We got to stop it, man.
Good call.
Just stop.
I'm sorry, Tyrone. Good call from him right there, BT. And the one thing I did notice at the beginning of it, I don't know if he was able to decipher our voices. And I've heard that before, whether it's callers or just people. Do you think that we sound alike?
I think we both project a lot of energy, and we're both pretty forceful, and we're both pretty loud. So I think just like the intonation, I think is somewhat similar. I probably ask these guys who hear us talk all the time. It's hard for me to
I feel like we don't
compare. I hate my own voice, actually.
Yeah, well,
I like hearing my voice.
Whoever likes their own voice. But
you
still,
do.
Well, I mean, I used to hate it. Now I can't get enough of it. No, but I never thought that we sounded similar. And then I guess I've heard it enough. And I'm like, I would say we look similar with the bald head, whatever.
We definitely look alike.
Yeah, so that I understand. But then sounding like that could be a problem because I don't want to be held accountable for things that you said, and vice versa, I'm sure. You don't want to be held accountable. You're like, I didn't say Rodgers is good. This idiot said it. Do you have a comment?
You know what? I don't hear people say that you guys sound similar. You know who they said, Sal, you sound like?
Who?
Me.
What?
They think that you and I are the same person. When they call, they go, Sal, I thought it was Sal. I'm sorry, Hoff.
Huh.
Do you, BT, think I sound like Hoff?
Talk about a downgrade from your perspective. I think 30 seconds ago was a lot better for
Come
you.
Come on. Really?
Sorry about that. Yeah. I'm being honest.
They think I'm the one answering the phone? I mean, I used to do that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I love doing that. Uh-huh. A lot less stress back then, as a matter of fact.
Hey, I got
to
be honest.
You want to talk to Steve? Sure, hang on. Here you go. You want to talk to Mike or Chris? Here, hold on. I don't care what your point is. Hold on a second. Your phone line good? Here you go.
Yeah. I know. You got a screen call as well. It's important.
I got to be honest. I've been told in the past that I have a very sexy voice, so you should take that as a compliment.
Sexy voice?
Yeah,
I do.
I've been told I have that too, but I don't know if it was the same.
You see the way he just accentuated too?
Yeah.
Like he tried to throw it out there think it was sexy. He wanted to make us think it was.
Girls. Even before I was on the radio, they liked the voice.
They liked the voice?
The late night phone calls.
And then they met. You.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and even then, they liked all 250 pounds of me.
Oh, man.
No, but it was like a little raspy voice.
Yeah, I get it.
No,
my wife thinks my voice sexy as hell.
Yeah,
she's not lonely either.
We were just talking about it before the break. I can bring it up, but I don't even know how we got on.
Wow, you can't bring up what we were just talking about. Just one, don't wait. That's a podcast.
It's fine.
If you
go for it, you bring it up.
Just one quick thing. I don't know how we got on the topic of it.
I love Marissa Tomei.
Yes, well, that was the point, Marissa Tomei. If there were, you know, I don't want to say like issues with my wife. I love my wife, and I'm never going to get divorced, and I am a loyal husband to her. But if something ever did arise in the fact, like let's say you had the past, the past, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Oh, Marissa Tomei.
Modern day or back in the day, cousin Vinny.
Right
or
now.
The wrestler.
Right
mode.
Now. Modern
let me see what she looks like.
I just
now.
Love Marissa Tomei.
I've always been a fan.
I've brought her up before. I'm like, yes. You know what, dude? You are dead on with that.
Yeah, she looks
a sports fan
still.
All?
I could. We could make her.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Not that I'd be talking sports with her because.
Let's see. Yeah, she still looks. She looks really good still. Yeah. I've always been a huge fan too. She was great in The Wrestler.
Yeah, I liked her in that. I loved her.
You saw that movie, right?
Yes, of course.
Did you see it in the theater?
Mickey
Rourke was in it. I saw it in the theater too. That was great.
So, if you had a hall pass, you go on Marissa Tomei as well?
No, she's not my hall pass. If I had a hall pass,
Hoff and I, not only we sound alike, we also choose Marissa Tomei together. Yeah.
Well, I'm not that dissimilar. I like her too. I don't know if she'd be the hall pass. I mean,
Jennifer
Aniston. I mean, that's kind of always been my default, but there's got to be an expiration point on the Aniston stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she still looks good, but I don't know.
I'm asking you
the
question.
I'm going to trade in for a younger version.
Well, that's on you.
Well, I'm just saying. I might have to revise my whole pass.
I like Lorraine Bracco as well, even at 70.
Well, yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, me too, but I don't know. At 70?
What's the difference?
I mean, for 30 years.
I'm 45. I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
No, I'm saying when she was 40.
Yeah, well.
I like her too a lot.
Mark is
definitely not the whole pass.
Mark is calling from Houston. Mark,
hey guys, you're cracking me up with this. I'm still recovering from the earlier call where the guy wanted Urban Meyer to go coach the Jets.
Oh God,
God,
that should have been the call of the day. The dumbest call of the day.
Not on. But no, BT, I'm probably a little bit older than you, a lot older than you. Now, I grew up. You know, I grew up with sort of the mega there, right? Lamb Jones, Wesley Walker, Bernard King.
Yep.
Donnie and Big East basketball, right? And you know, Louis was just such an amazing presence. I loved watching St. John's, and I guess the question for both of y'all was really that Mullen Walter Berry team. I think one year later they win it all. I think they just have the unfortunate being in there when Ewing was at Georgetown.
No question. I think if it's another year, I think St. John's would have been a national champ. They're not. I mean, they ran into that juggernaut. And by the way, it wasn't just, I mean, Patrick Ewing was one of the best. I think Patrick was one of the five best college players of all time.
Hmm.
Lou Alcindor is obviously there. Bill Walton is obviously there. You know, find a way to, you know, throw out two other guys. Patrick was so dominant at Georgetown.
Does Melo make that conversation?
No way.
Okay.
No, not for me. Melo was great.
You going to be there for 4 years or so?
No, I mean, Pete Maravich, not necessarily is the criteria for it. I don't need 4 years. I mean, Pete Maravich would probably be there averaging 43.5 points per game with no three-point stripe. I mean, I could throw out some other names, but that Georgetown team with John Thompson, they also had David Wingate, Reggie Williams. They had other pros on that team. Yeah. I mean, listen, if you guys missed the conversation with Rick Pitino about Coach Karnisek, go find it. We'll have it on YouTube and the Free Odyssey app. I would just leave you with this. Like, as much as we're all going to miss Louis, it's just an amazing life, and it's a celebration, not a sadness at this point. There was a point, and that's, let's call the reference the period, St. John's was bigger than the Knicks. I know that sounds, if you're too young, impossible to believe that. It was true.
Bobby is calling from Mattawan. What's up, Bobby?
Bobby!
Hey, what's up, guys?
Well, hello.
First off, I gotta say, I'm still waiting. I can't wait to call when Glaber does get that 5 to 7 year contract. Mm. But aside from that, modern day Marissa Tomei, really?
100%? No?
I don't know, man. I think she's aging.
We all are. So sound.
Exactly. It's still Marissa Tomei. Like, what's the difference?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
When you see somebody like Elizabeth Hurley, and then you go, I don't know, man.
That's a good poll. Elizabeth Hurley used to be on the list.
And thank you for the call, Bobby. Why? What happened? Like, is she?
I think she's aged very well. I don't know if his point, but I think his point was that she's maybe aging better. And by the way.
No way. I think the last time I saw Marissa Tomei in a movie was the Pete Davidson Staten Island movie.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, and she played his mother, if I'm not mistaken.
We're moving on to the mom roles here. Oh, man. No, real quick, before you get this late, that was funny. They, just the look. They, how old do you
she
think
looks
she
is?
But I don't know if that's her now.
It is her.
Well, then she looks phenomenal if that's what she looks like now.
I always loved her. She's great. Jimmy's on Staten Island. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, I just wanted to say there's no way you guys sound alike.
Well,
BT sounds like a man.
That is fantastic. Jimmy on Staten Island. Jimmy! Yeah, you got, what was that one caller who liked you better? I got my guy, Sal.
That was a good line.
That was a good line. Jimmy, he calls all the time, too. He's a big fan of the show. That was money. Well delivered.
I'm not going to lie.
Well that delivered.
One, that one got me. That was a good job, Jimmy. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, let's be careful with you know, judging how people age, too. We're getting older, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you guys?
Well,
Bobby's calling you like, oh, Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Aniston. Like, what are we doing?
The thing that separates, and trust me, I'm not in the business of denigrating women, but the thing that I wish women would just understand this.
Oh, boy.
No. I think it's something that I think a lot of people think. Like, I understand the psychological aspect of it, but the constant injections, it makes some people look worse.
Yeah, but like, I don't
sometimes
like that.
The natural aging process is fine.
I agree. I like that. Like, Kim Kardashian, to me, used to be better when she was before all the plastic surgery and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. Now it's still fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, I'm with you. I'm a more, you know, natural look myself.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, I'm pretty much the same way.
Marissa Tomei, to me, looks
I'm
natural.
A big fan. I'm a big fan. Do you? Go ahead, off.
We just saw Naomi Watts, the girl from The Ring.
Oh, yeah, we saw her in person the other day.
Yeah, she was walking down the street. Yeah. It was awesome. And she looked exactly like herself, and she didn't look like she was injected. The same thing. Well, she looked natural. That was perfect.
That's the way to go.
And she's 56, and I would still put her on top of my list.
You wouldn't do any Botox yourself? You know, your face starts, you know, sagging.
Yeah, I mean,
if
I was doing a lot of TV, I would do something for the lines. Like, not yet. I mean, maybe. Like, would I entertain it? I'd be less than truthful if I said no.
Hmm.
Like, if I was on TV every single day?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whether it's the lines on the forehead or the smile line, like the mean, you know, come on.
I hate my new self. Like, I see it on TV, and I look back at the clips, and I'm like, God.
Yeah.
I used to think I was okay looking, and now I just look so old. And I'm 45.
You know, I don't.
But I'm not going to have plastic surgery. I mean, I don't get paid for my looks. For my sports opinions.
No, but plastic surgery is different than getting injections. That's right. Not plastic surgery. Plastic surgery is cutting and lifting, and no way I would ever do that.
Bob is in New Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Bob?
Are you kidding me? Your hall pass has to be Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, Google. But see, to me, Bob, that's like, how old is she? Is she even 20?
Yeah, she's an adult. She's in her 20s.
How old is she?
But if you're going to use an old hall pass, use it on something like that.
She's 27. What am I, Bill Belichick? And thank you for the call. I mean, I'm 45.
Fine. What are you kidding me?
You're 50.
Well, I'm not talking for me.
Yeah, okay, I know that look. You fit, like, I'd rather go up me.
Why?
At this point.
You'd rather go up?
Yeah, I've been with young, like when I was young. You know what I'm saying?
You're
weird,
man. Hold on a second, Hop. Let's keep it real, Hop. Please answer me truthfully.
27.
I know you're happily married. I get that.
I love my wife.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. I understand, dude. But if you had the whole pass, you going older or you going younger?
Do I want to have fun or do I want to...
I want some experience.
You want a one-night all pass. What do you think that means?
I want to have a good time, so I'm going to go older.
I want to learn.
I want a vet.
Yeah, I mean,
I want a chance for Super Bowl.
All right. We'll get back to the Bet starting rotation tomorrow, 10 a.m. Thanks, everybody, who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop.
Dove, which way are you going, Dove?
Having a teacher up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.